This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. A Santa Rosa couple whose home was destroyed in the Wine Country wildfires has filed a lawsuit that puts the blame squarely on Pacific Gas and Electric. KQED's Peter John Schuller reports.
Wayne and Jennifer Harville say they lost virtually everything when they fled for their lives from the fire that consumed their Coffee Park neighborhood. Although fire officials are still investigating the cause of the blazes, the Harvilles' lawsuit alleges the fires started because PG&E failed to properly maintain their power lines and the surrounding foliage. They say they want to hold the company accountable.
When you lose everything, you want some answers on why it happened and how it happened. And
if this is someone's fault,
it takes a lawsuit to bring those things out, then that's what we need to pursue.
The Harville's attorney says the lawsuit is going forward now to make sure evidence is not destroyed. He says he expects this will be one of thousands of lawsuits filed against PG&E as more evidence comes to light. A PG&E spokeswoman says the company is cooperating with the official investigation and won't speculate about the causes of the fire. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuller.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra filed yesterday a temporary restraining order against the Trump administration. The order would require President Donald Trump to continue paying insurance subsidies that make up a key part of the Affordable Care Act. Trump has said he will stop those payments. Becerra and 18 other state attorneys general filed a lawsuit over Trump's action last week.
In that intervening period of time, millions of Americans could lose their insurance. So a victory a year from now won't do anyone any good if you've got to take your child to the hospital this week.
Trump tweeted out that the subsidies are a bailout to insurance companies. Let's turn to state politics. Republican-backed efforts to repeal California's higher gas tax are continuing. Supporters of the effort say they've collected more than 250,000 signatures to place a repeal on the ballot. KQED's Katie Orr reports.
The group seeking the repeal needs more than 580,000 signatures to qualify the initiative for the November 2018 ballot. Former San Diego City Councilman Carl DeMaio is leading the effort. He says people from across the political spectrum oppose the state's higher gas tax, which will increase from 18 to 30 cents a gallon next month.
And they are angry because they don't have the extra money in their household budget to finance these politicians and their spending spree.
GOP gubernatorial candidate John Cox says he's donated a substantial amount to the repeal effort, though he wouldn't specify how much. But supporters of the higher tax say they're confident voters would reject the repeal if it makes it to the ballot. Kathy Fairbanks is with the Fix Our Roads Coalition, which backed the tax increase.
They're sick and tired of the bad roads. They want better roads. They want to spend less time in traffic. They want better commutes. They don't want to spend so much money on fixing their cars.
The increased tax is expected to bring in more than $50 billion over the next 10 years. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
We're going to turn now to the aftermath of the Las Vegas mass shooting. Survivors are coming to grips with the emotional and financial costs of recovery. Anna Gorman of Kaiser Health News has the story.
On the night of the mass shooting at the music festival in Las Vegas, Sunrise Hospital became the epicenter for the gunshot victims. 41-year-old Michael Castor was one of them.
Everyone starts taking off running. We start doing the same, and then I get shot through the back, through my lungs, and into my spine, so I drop to the floor. I cannot walk.
Now, Castor is paralyzed from the waist down. He may never walk again and has months, if not years, of rehab ahead of him. Castor works in human resources at a hospital in Riverside County and has health insurance. But his mother, Patricia, is still not sure how the family will be able to pay all his medical bills.
I do worry about it. I think it is going to be very, very expensive. But at this point, the main thing is that he gets healthy again.
So far, the family has raised $25,000 through the internet fundraising site GoFundMe. On the day Michael Castor was shot, 58 people lost their lives and 500 more were injured. Garen Wintemute is a doctor at UC Davis who studies gun violence.
The medical care costs alone would measure in the tens of millions of dollars.
Research shows that the average hospital costs for treating one gunshot victim are more than $100,000. And the total hospital costs from gun violence in the U.S. come to almost $3 billion every year. And that's just the beginning. Victims may not be able to return to work for months, if at all. The hidden costs are hard to quantify.
We really don't have a good handle on the intangible costs of something like this.
Taxpayers will also be on the hook for those on public insurance like Medicaid and Medicare, and hospitals won't be reimbursed for all the care they provide. Back at Sunrise Hospital, neurosurgeon Keith Blum gives Mary Moreland an update. Her daughter Tina Frost lost her right eye during the Las Vegas shooting when a bullet exploded in her brain. She spent 2 weeks in a medically induced coma and was attached to a ventilator.
We got a long ways to go, and there could be, you know, some good days and some bad days, but in general, she's in a much better spot now than where we started.
Today she squeezed my hand.
In the months to come, 27-year-old Tina Frost will need multiple operations and a slew of specialists, plastic surgeons, occupational therapists, mental health counselors. Frost has health insurance through her job as an accountant in San Diego, but that won't cover deductibles, copays, and other out-of-pocket expenses.
Being realistic, knowing what I know about costs of health care, it's scary, but she's alive.
Moreland says she's grateful her daughter's GoFundMe page has raised more than $500,000 so far. She starts to cry.
I'd give it all back just to have my daughter back. She had the perfect life, and in one day, it was gone.
For the California Report, I'm Anna Gorman in Las Vegas.
Support for the California Report comes from Collective Health. Through technology, design, and human support, Collective Health offers companies and their people a new way to experience health benefits. CollectiveHealth.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, security, data protection, and application delivery solutions for physical networks and public cloud services. Learn more at barracuda.com/products.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, October 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.
Ever wonder why BART trains are so loud, or how the word hella became synonymous with the Bay? Then check out Bay Curious, a weekly podcast exploring the Bay Area one question at a time. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Bay Curious.